Zig Ziglar quotes. A goal properly set is halfway reached. A lot of people have gone further than they thought they could because someone else thought they could. A manager is not a person who can do the work better than his men, he is a person who can get his men to do the work better than he can. A narrow mind and a fat head invariably come on the same person. Ability can take you to the top, but it takes character to keep you there. Always remember that your present situation is not your final destination. The best is yet to come. Among the things you can give and still keep are your word, a smile, and a grateful heart. Anything worth doing is worth doing poorly until you can learn to do it well. Ask yourself a question: is my attitude worth catching? Attitude, not aptitude, determines altitude. Be helpful. When you see a person without a smile, give him one of yours. Tilda. Chance made us sisters. Hearts made us friends. Children have never been very good at listening to their elders, but they've never failed to imitate them. Confidence is going after Moby Dick in a rowboat and taking the tartar sauce with you. Desire is the catalyst that enables a person with average ability to compete and win against others with more natural talent. Difficult roads often lead to beautiful destinations. The best is yet to come. Do it, and then you will feel motivated to do it. Don't be distracted by criticism. Remember, the only taste of success some people have is when they take a bite out of you. Don't let the mistakes and disappointments of the past control and direct your future. Don't let the mistakes and disappointments of the past control and direct your future. Don't become a wandering generality. Be a meaningful specific. Don't count the things you do, do the things that count. Duty makes us do things well, but love makes us do them beautifully. Encouragement and hope are the two most powerful qualities any person can provide to others. Encouragement is the fuel on which hope runs. Every success is built on the ability to do better than good enough. Everybody says they want to be free. Take the train off the tracks and it's free, but it can't go anywhere. Expect the best. Prepare for the worst. Capitalize on what comes. FEAR has two meanings: forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. The choice is yours. Failing is an event, not a person. Yesterday ended last night. Failure is a deeper, not a dead-end street. Failure is an event, not a person. Fear is the fatal killer of desire. Go as far as you can see and you will see further. Good action today will produce good living tomorrow. Honesty and integrity are absolutely essential for success in life, all areas of life. How many marriages would be better if the husband and the wife clearly understood that they're on the same side? I believe success is achieved by ordinary people with extraordinary determination. I never worry because I know who I am and I know whose I am. I recognize that winning is not everything, but the effort to win is. I will permit no man to narrow and degrade my soul by making me hate him. If God would have wanted us to live in a permissive society, he would have given us 10 suggestions and not 10 commandments. If people like you, they'll listen to you, but if they trust you, they'll do business with you. If standard of living is your major objective, quality of life almost never improves, but if quality of life is your number one objective, your standard of living almost always improves. If we take care of the good stuff there, then the good stuff here is much easier to get. If you aim at nothing, you will hit it every time. If you are going to be successful, you must develop persistence. How do you do that? It is not easily condensed in one simple statement, but one thing you can be sure of is that you must define your purpose. If you are not willing to learn, no one can help you. If you are determined to learn, no one can stop you. If you believe as I do that you were born to win, you're going to have to find your fears and start facing them. If you can dream it, then you can achieve it. You will get all you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want. If you don't plan your time, someone else will help you waste it. If you go looking for a friend, you're going to find they're very scarce. If you go out to be a friend, you'll find them everywhere. If you go out looking for friends, you're going to find they are very scarce. If you go out to be a friend, you'll find them everywhere. If you have the character to hang in there when it's tough, you will develop or acquire every other characteristic necessary to win in the game of life. If you learn from defeat, you haven't really lost. It's not how far you fall, but how high you bounce that counts. It's not what you've got, it's what you use that makes a difference. It's not where you start or even what happens to you along the way that's important. What is important is that you persevere and never give up on yourself. It's your attitude, not your aptitude, that ultimately determines your altitude. It is unwise to pay too little. When you pay too much, you lose a little money, that is all. When you pay too little, You sometimes lose everything because the thing you bought was incapable of doing what it was bought to do. The common law of business balance prohibits paying a little and getting a lot. It makes no difference where you go, there you are. And it makes no difference what you have, there's always more to want. Until you are happy with who you are, you will never be happy because of what you have. It was character that got us out of bed, commitment that moved us into action, and discipline that enabled us to follow through. Knowledge is knowing a basket, wisdom is not putting water into it. Lack of direction, not lack of time, is the problem. We all have 24-hour days. Life is a classroom. Only those who are willing to be lifelong learners will move to the head of the class. Life is an echo. What you send out comes back. What you sow, you reap. What you give, you get. What you see in others exists in you. Life is too short to spend your precious time trying to convince a person who wants to live in gloom and doom otherwise. Give lifting that person your best shot, but don't hang around long enough for his slash her bad attitude to pull you down. Instead, surround yourself with optimistic people. Live creatively, friends. Make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given, and then sink yourself into that. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others, Galatians 6:1, 4. Make failure your teacher, not your undertaker. Make today worth remembering. Many marriages would be better if the husband and wife clearly understood that they're on the same side. Men of genius are admired, men of wealth are envied, men of power are feared, but only men of character are trusted. Money is not everything, but it ranks right up there with oxygen. Money isn't the most important thing in life, but it's reasonably close to oxygen on the gotta have it scale. Most people who fail in their dream fail not from lack of ability but from lack of commitment. Motivation gets you going and habit gets you there. Motivation is the fuel, necessary to keep the human engine running. Of course, motivation is not permanent. But then, neither is bathing, but it is something you should do on a regular basis. One of the main reasons people fail to reach their full potential is because they are unwilling to risk anything. They are fearful of losing, failing, or getting hurt and just want to do the things they believe will keep them safe. One of the main reasons people fail to reach their full potential is because they are unwilling to risk anything. Optimism yang sesungguhnya adalah menyadari masalah serta mengenali mekanismenya. Mengetahui kesulitan dan yakin bahwa kesulitan itu dapat diatasi. Melihat yang negatif, tetapi menekankan yang positif. Mengadapi yang terburuk, namun mengharapkan yang terbaik. Mempunyai alasan untuk menggerutu, tapi memilih untuk tersenyum. Optimists are those who go after Moby Dick in a rowboat with a bucket of tartar sauce. Outside of your relationship with God, the most important relationship you can have is with yourself. I don't mean that we are to spend all our time focused on me to the exclusion of others. Instead, I mean that we must be healthy internally, emotionally and spiritually, in order to create healthy relationships with others. Motivational pep talks and techniques for achieving success are useless if a person is weighed down by guilt, shame, depression, rejection, bitterness, or crushed self-esteem. Countless marriages land on the rocks of divorce because unhealthy people marry thinking that marriage, or their spouse, will make them whole. Wrong. If you're not a healthy single person, you won't be a healthy married person. Part of God's purpose for every human life is wholeness and health. I love the words of Jesus in John 10:10, "I came that they may have life, and have it abundantly." God knows we are the walking wounded in this world, and He wants the opportunity to remove everything that limits us and heal every wound from which we suffer. Some wonder why God doesn't just fix us automatically so we can get on with life. It's because He wants our wounds to be our tutors to lead us to Him. Pain is a wonderful motivator and teacher. When the great Russian intellectual Alexander Solzhenitsyn was released from the horrible Siberian work camp to which he was sent by Joseph Stalin, he said, "Thank you, prison." It was the pain and suffering he endured that caused his eyes to be open to the reality of the God of his childhood, to embrace his God anew in a personal way. When we are able to say thank you to the pain we have endured, we know we are ready to fulfill our purpose in life. When we resist the pain life brings us, all of our energy goes into resistance and we have none left for the pursuit of our purpose. It is the better part of wisdom to let pain do its work and shape us as it will. We will be wiser, deeper, and more productive in the long run. There is a great promise in the New Testament that says God comes to us to comfort us so we can turn around and comfort those who are hurting with the comfort we have received from Him. See 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Make yourself available to God and to those who suffer. A large part of our own healing comes when we reach out with compassion to others. Outstanding people have one thing in common, an absolute sense of mission. People do not wander around and then find themselves at the top of Mount Everest. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. People often say motivation doesn't last. Neither does bathing, that's why we recommend it daily. People often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing, that's why we recommend it daily. People who accomplish great things work toward their objectives every day. Positive thinking won't allow you to do anything, but it will allow you to do everything better than negative thinking will. Put all excuses aside and remember this: you are capable. Repetition is the mother of learning, the father of action, which makes it the architect of accomplishment. Rich people have small TVs and big libraries, and poor people have small libraries and big TVs. Some of us learn from other people's mistakes and the rest of us have to be other people. Some people find fault like there is a reward for it. Success is the doing, not the getting, in the trying, not the triumph. Success is a personal standard, reaching for the highest that is in us, becoming all that we can be. If we do our best, we are a success. Success means doing the best we can with what we have. Success is the doing, not the getting, in the trying, not the triumph. Success is a personal standard, reaching for the highest that is in us, becoming all that we can be. Success occurs when opportunity meets preparation. Take 1 cup of love, 2 cups of loyalty, 3 cups of forgiveness, 4 quarts of faith and 1 barrel of laughter. Take love and loyalty and mix them thoroughly with faith, blend with tenderness, kindness and understanding. Add friendship and hope. Sprinkle abundantly with laughter. Bake it with sunshine. Wrap it regularly with lots of hugs. Serve generous helpings daily. The 3 C's of life: choices, chances, changes. You must make a choice to take a chance or your life will never change. The chief cause of failure and unhappiness is trading what you want most for what you want right now. The depth of your spirit will determine the height of your success. The fear of loss is greater than the desire for gain. The foundation stones for a balanced success are honesty, character, integrity, faith, love and loyalty. The great majority of people are wandering generalities rather than meaningful specifics. The fact is that you can't beat a target that you can't see. If you don't know where you are going, you will probably end up somewhere else. You have to have goals. The greatest of all mistakes is to do nothing because you think you can only do a little. The more you are grateful for what you have, the more you will have to be grateful for. The most important persuasion tool you have in your entire arsenal is integrity. The real opportunity for success lies within the person and not in the job. The seed of a bamboo tree is planted, fertilized and watered. Nothing happens for the first year. There's no sign of growth. Not even a hint. The same thing happens, or doesn't happen, the second year. And then the third year. The tree is carefully watered and fertilized each year, but nothing shows. No growth. No anything. For 8 years it can continue. 8 years. Then, after the 8 years of fertilizing and watering have passed, with nothing to show for it, the bamboo tree suddenly sprouts and grows 30 feet in 3 months. The story of life repeatedly assures you that if you will use what you have, you will be given more to use. There are no traffic jams on the extra mile. There is no elevator to success, you have to take the stairs. To a child, love is spelled T-I-M-E. To reach your full potential, you have to set goals that will stretch you. You must not be afraid of taking risks. You must learn to recognize opportunities and have the courage to pursue them. You have to make better choices that will provide better results. Finally, you need to avoid the negative influences of other people and surround yourself with successful people who will encourage you to pursue your dreams. Today I will be a successful sales professional, and I will learn something today that will make me even more professional tomorrow. You can feed her ego or you can feed her family. You can't feed them both. We all need a daily checkup from the neck up to avoid stinking thinking, which ultimately leads to hardening of the attitudes. We cannot start over, but we can begin now, and make a new beginning. What you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals. When obstacles arise, you change your direction to reach your goal, you do not change your decision to get there. When you are tough on yourself, life is going to be infinitely easier on you. When you do the things you need to do when you need to do them, the day will come when you can do the things you want to do when you want to do them. When you put faith, hope and love together, you can raise positive kids in a negative world. When you stop planning and preparing, you stop winning. Winners evaluate themselves in a positive manner and look for their strengths as they work to overcome weaknesses. With integrity, you have nothing to fear, since you have nothing to hide. With integrity, You will do the right thing, so you will have no guilt. Worry is the most significant factor that relates to the root of negative thinking. You are the most influential person you will talk to all day. You are the only person on earth who can use your ability. You are what you are, and you are where you are because of what has gone into your mind. You change what you are, and you change where you are by changing what goes into your mind. You can change everything about your business by changing your thinking about your business. You can get everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. You can have everything in life that you want if you just give enough other people what they want. You can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. You can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. You can have everything in life you want if you will just help other people get what they want. You can literally force yourself to be courteous, happy, and enthusiastic with every person you meet. After you have forced yourself to be so for a short period of time, you can start from where you are with what you've got and go to where it is you want to go. You can succeed at almost anything for which you have unbridled enthusiasm. You cannot consistently perform in a manner which is inconsistent with the way you see yourself. You don't drown by falling in water, you only drown if you stay there. You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. You hit what you aim at, and if you aim at nothing, you will hit it every time. You never know when a moment and a day. You were born to win, but to be a winner you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. Your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. Pick one quote as the organizing principle of your life. Post a comment or email me your choice. I'll muscle test if it is the perfect one thing for now.